Next item, 93. Authorize a contract with the lowest responsive bidder for the construction of the Southeast Division Place and Southeast 6th Avenue Sewer Rehabilitation Project number E10630 for an estimated cost of $720,000.
Commissioner Fish.
I'm going to turn it over to my team.
Thank you, Commissioner Fish and City Council. My name is Scott Gibson. I'm at the Bureau of Environmental Services, and with me today is Terrence Chan. He's an engineer at BES who's also the project manager, and we're going to talk about a very basic sewer construction project. And I'll turn it over to Terrence. Terrence, you got the first slide? I'll turn it over to Terrence to tell you a bit about the project.
First of all, I would like to start with a couple of photos of the project. This project is located on Southeast Division Place between Southeast 6th and 7th Avenue in an industrial area. Here is a picture of the project site. And here are some pictures from the CCTV inspection showing the existing condition of the pipe and the manhole. So you can see cracks and the pipe is a little bit oval and there's standing water in the pipe. The 18-inch combined sewer in this project was built in 1919. The CCTV inspection showed major cracking and deformation along the entire length of the pipe. An extended portion of the pipe is oval in shape, as you see in the previous pictures, and there are two major sags along the pipe segment. So full replacement of the sewer pipe is necessary before complete failure occurs. Also, modeling analysis shows that the pipe is under capacity and needs to be upsized to 30 inch to prevent surcharge. There are some challenges in this project. First of all, there are numerous utilities near the pipe to be replaced, including a 20-inch and a 4.5-inch gas main about 4 feet to the north, a 100-year-old 30-inch cast iron water main about 9 feet to the south, and a 15-inch sanitary sewer about 2 feet to the south. Moreover, the ground condition in the project area is poor, with low cohesion granular soil on top of sawdust and undocumented fill, which makes shoring. Excuse me.
What? When we say undocumented fill, what are we referring to?
We don't know what it's there because you know, back in the old days, people just dump whatever they find and just fill that whole area.
So there's not records of how the fill was placed, yeah, whether adequate compaction was achieved when it was being placed. And most likely it was, exactly as Terrence described, just end-dumped sawmill debris that was just pushed into a pile. So we can't rely on its geotechnical properties is essentially what he's saying.
Yeah. So this makes the shoring for any excavation very challenging. So due to the above reasons, after meeting with the technical review committee, the design team selected the ball and jack construction method for replacing the majority of the deteriorating sewer to minimize conflict with other utilities and the risk of caving in of the trench. The scope of work for this project is to replace about 280 linear feet of 18-inch sewer with 30-inch HDPE pipe by the ball and jack and open cut construction method, replace 5 laterals, 2 manholes, and 3 inlets. Extensive community outreach has been conducted since July last year through information flyers. Public concerns and issues were identified and incorporated into the design. This project will increase the sewer capacity, reduce risks of street flooding and sewer backup, and hence protect public health and the environment.
So the overall engineer's estimate for this contract is $720,000. Terrence has done a good job at fully defining the scope and using most recent bid results to come up with that estimate. He's listed the estimate at optimal level of confidence. There is, we do have some questions given the risky nature of this particular project, how the contractor is going to price that risk. So while we've done our best to estimate an optimal, I think this is probably a chance where we might not meet that standard. And once again, it will be determined by how many bids we receive and how the contractors price the risk of the poor soils. So moving forward, the total project budget is $939,000. We're looking for a notice to proceed in June, and construction will be from June through November. And if there are any questions, Terrence is here to answer them.
Two questions. The ordinance itself says estimated cost of $720,000. So what's the difference between the two figures?
That would be the construction administration and design administration. So the 720 is for the construction contract. The others are costs for geotechnical investigation, surveying for our engineering staff, also construction management services and PI services during construction. So that's the margin.
Scott, is this specialized work, or are we likely to have multiple bids by qualified contractors?
It is specialized work. We estimate between three and five bidders. But it is specialized work. We have a program that you approved for urgent rehabilitation of sewers, which we use for more routine stuff. But because this is a basically jacked-in-place pipe, it's a little bit more technical. We didn't establish that contract to cover that, so we're procuring a separate contract.
And also, you said there's some risk here, and so maybe you're hedging a little bit on the optimal designation. Why, if we anticipate risk and some uncertainty, why wouldn't we say that our confidence level is medium rather than optimal? What goes into your thinking in making that judgment?
So the instructions that I try to communicate with my team is, if it is possible for you to provide an optimal level of confidence estimate to the council, I want you to do that. So it's just a matter of your effort. I want you to expend that effort and provide that estimate. Sometimes we can't, no matter how much we do in the office, we can't predict what the bid results are going to be. And typically, in a smaller project like this, with the soil conditions and the methodology we've taken, there's a greater variation in the way the contractors will bid. And depending on who bids and what they provide, will ultimately determine whether or not we've met that standard, which we've committed to. One of the things that we try to do, though, is always expend the effort to give the best estimates to the council that we can.
Any public testimony on this item?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet.
Oh. Those to second reading.